Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
For House of Cars,
it's Wednesday, June 9th, 2021. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
This is looking like a fairly long podcast today, so should we launch into it?
Let's get into her.
BNS in 20 Minutes or Less.
We tackled some big cleaning jobs at the house yesterday, and I was just whooped at the end of the day, like... The kind of jobs that you put off for too long.
Yeah.
And then when you go to do them, it really sucks.
I've been on like a cleaning rampage lately, and that's what I've been doing is all those types of jobs. Just, you know, I guess, spring or something. And I'm like, yeah, let's get her done. But geez, do they suck.
Oh, they suck so much.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we took everything out of the fridge and then like cleaned all
that
out.
Yesterday, yeah, too.
That's a big job if
it's
you haven't
awful.
Done it for a while.
And yeah.
What level of success does one need to achieve in life so that you don't have to do those kind of jobs anymore?
You know, I've thought about hiring a cleaning person once every while.
Yeah, and it's not that expensive.
It's not. And so, I mean, it's affordable. You couldn't have a full-time one. Obviously, that's a level of success beyond. But you could hire someone the odd time just to do... Because I was like, sometimes there's just stuff that you don't even think about, you know?
Yep.
And so just to get those types of things done, why not?
It's not a bad idea if a job kind of gets away from you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm really not looking forward to that. Is it worth... You know, $100 to get someone to come in and do that for
right?
me. Maybe it is to you.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, you have to achieve, like, there's got to be a point that you hit, like, where after a certain level, people aren't doing that sort of thing anymore themselves, right? And, like, what is that level? You know, like, do you think Brett Kissel cleans behind his own toilet?
No.
You think he's back there bumping his cowboy hat into the tank?
Not a chance.
You don't think so?
He doesn't wear his cowboy hat inside. That's rude. But no.
Brushing chocolate Kissels off the bowl of the toilet. You don't think he does that?
God.
What about, like, do you think Bo Levi Mitchell takes everything out of his fridge and wipes it all down and then puts it all back in, or does he have someone who does that?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Do you think Mayor Nenshi, like, would you ever catch him in the alley breaking down cardboard boxes in a tank top because he forgot it was recycling day?
I think so, but why in a tank top? Is it purple tank top?
He forgot. He was ready to go back. He's like, God damn it. It's recycling day tomorrow when he hustles out there.
Are his underpants purple too? Is everything he has just purple? Like, see him out there?
Standing out there just miserable cutting up boxes.
Boxers. Like, Nenshi.
What do you think? Like, are they at that level yet? Or do you have to be a little more wealthy and famous and successful?
I think you need to be a little
higher than that.
A little more than that.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better then.
Yeah.
Because that sucked yesterday, so.
Is that you in your tank top outside? Like, God damn it.
It's dark out.
Oh, well, there he is again.
In the alley.
He's swearing a blue streak while he's breaking down his cardboard again.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Well, yesterday I found out that cantaloupe is known as rock melon in Australia.
Rock melon.
That is fantastic. That is obviously Terry's favorite fruit then.
Oh, man.
Because it rocks, okay?
It would sell way better, too.
It would.
Cantaloupe?
That's
compared
it.
To rock melon.
Like, eating fruit doesn't sound like something Terry would be all that cranked about, but if it's called rock melon, I feel like maybe you could get him to have some.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A fruit salad. I'm not having that. There's rock melon in there, Terry.
Oh, yeah.
That rocks.
You could totally market it that way, too.
Do you like rock?
Yes.
Do you like to rock?
Yes.
Do you like fruit that rocks?
Yes.
Now introducing rock melon.
Rock melon.
Rock melon. The fruit that rocks.
Put down that bitch-ass fruit and pick up something that rocks.
Rock melon. The fruit that rocks.
Raspberries.
Does not rock.
Cranberries.
Does not rock.
Passion fruit.
More like pussy fruit, am I right?
Rock melon. Smash some rock melon into your chops.
Rock melon.
Ah, I got rock melon juice in my eye.
That rocks.
You rock.
Rock melon. The fruit that rocks.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Earlier this week, Premier Kenny said that we were 15,000 appointments shy of hitting the 70% threshold that we need to get over in order to move to stage 3.
God damn, so close.
15,000 first dose appointments. We are at 100,000. We need 115, I think.
Crazy.
So what are we going to do to get there is the question. You know, like as you and I have discussed on air, Sean, like there is a certain percentage of people who are strongly anti-vax and they will not be getting the shot no matter what. But there are still some fence sitters, some people who are hesitant. And I'm like, what can be done to get these people
or people who
to
just
get a shot?
Honestly haven't gotten around to it yet. And if that's you, just it's super easy. Just sign up right now. Get her done. Okay. It's not a big deal.
Real quick, like
takes no time at all to get it done, to schedule the appointment. Nothing about it is a hassle, so just do it if you haven't gotten around to it yet.
And you know they're trying, like with that walk-in clinic in the Northeast, and I think they even had like free transportation to it if transportation is an issue.
Yep.
But like we have to get there. We're so close. We're at 67.8% of the eligible population vaccinated as of right now.
And the senior society that I volunteer with, they are offering up free transportation as well. So if that is an issue or you know somebody that's an issue with, then let them know there's lots of resources for that too. So
apparently Calgary is over 70%. It's the hesitation is outside of the city.
Oh, interesting.
Which kind of makes sense. Yep. And maybe it's more difficult to get a vaccination out there than it is in the city. But like if you know someone in the city, what's it going to take? Come to the station. I will give you a back rub if you want, if you agree to get your appointment. I will give you a back rub.
I will personally clean your toilet. I'm serious. I would go that far.
I badly want to be open.
I will clean your toilet.
I will record myself reading a bedtime story to you or your kids.
That's
personalized.
That's amazing. Yeah.
My wife, McKenna, will show you her new boobs. She will.
Okay. Well, that's that's very generous.
We're so close.
Throw it at us and we'll do it. Let's just get them. Let's get it done. Come on.
Because they haven't said what's going to happen if we don't hit 70%. And I'd rather not find out. I would rather. We're 2.2% shy of that right now.
We're so damn close. I can taste it.
Here's another thing I learned yesterday. And I think this is important information. If you know somebody who was vaccinated in the U.S. or in a different province. So we're talking like snowbirds who spent the winter in the U.S. or returning students. Or truckers who drove down and got their vaccination, they don't count that towards our totals here in Alberta, even though it contributes to us all getting vaccinated. Mm-hmm. I guess what you have to do is you have to update your vaccination status through a pharmacy. And I'm not exactly sure how that process works, but if you are one of these people who are like, oh, I got my vaccination, I'm good. But if it's not logged by AHS, it's not counting towards our 70%. So I don't know what number that would be, how many people, like if it'll move the needle a bunch or not, but it wouldn't hurt. It definitely wouldn't hurt us get there.
I'll drive you.
Shauna will pick you up.
I'll pick you up. I'll wear a mask. You know, we'll do it, of course, the right way, but I will drive you to your appointment.
Like if this stalls out at 67.8% or 68 or 69, nice, 69%, like what are we going to do?
69% would really suck. Nice.
Also, we'll stop playing music and we'll just talk about vaccinations until...
Oh, God.
Like, what will we do?
You tell us.
Please.
Tell us what to do and we'll
please,
do it.
Please, please.
Come on.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
You probably saw this yesterday, but there was a gender reveal party that went sideways in Fort McMurray.
I didn't.
Okay. It started a wildfire. So these gender reveal things are getting a little bit out of hand. Like everybody seems to just want to one up one another. It just seems to be more increasing in danger and everything else now. Right?
Didn't someone die in the States recently from one?
Probably, which is awful. Like just we need to slow it down with these, okay? But this is what happened. There was this exploding target in Fort Mac. And the point was you're supposed to shoot at it and then it explodes and then it reveals the gender of the baby. And in doing this, it started a wildfire and then, well, it got out of hand and they had to put out this giant fire. So
was it like Tannerite? I think that's, you shoot a Tannerite to make it explode, right?
But yeah.
And there'd be some colored powder in there or something.
It's growing in popularity for Terry's.
That's the most Fort Mac thing I've ever heard.
I read that and it was just like, could you get more Fort Mac in your gender reveal or not? I don't think so. That probably tops it, you know? Unless you hit an oil barrel like a pinata hanging from a tree.
And if the appetizers at the party were roadkill.
Yeah,
that'd be that too.
You rip a donut in a parking lot and it forms the gender of the baby. Oh, look!
Could you rig up the exhaust and like a dually diesel to belch smoke the color of your baby?
For sure. I'm sure you could. You can dye smoke, no? Terry,
I wonder if you can.
Oh, my God.
Terry lights her up and...
Just...
Terry's having a boy.
Terry comes ripping through the trees in his ATV. Ring, ding, 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 ding. You're like, here he comes. Once
it's again,
a boy.
A it's a friggin' boy.
Woo! Yeah.
Congratulations, Terry.
If it was a girl, he'd be disappointed. Let's be honest.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Well, you may have seen that CN Tower was trending on Twitter last night.
Yeah.
Because the tower was lit up red, white, and blue, the colors of Canada's team, your Montreal Canadiens.
Not Canada's team. I found that so strange. Like, the Canadiens ousted the Leafs. I'm a Leafs fan, obviously. And then they light up the tower in Canadiens. Would this happen anywhere else? Like, when I was looking at this, I was like, I don't ever see this happening in any other... Like, why?
Yeah, like, would the Calgary Tower light up orange and blue if the Oilers were on a run?
No.
God, I'd hope not.
Can you imagine what would happen? Like...
So according to the CN Tower's Twitter account, they said it was because the Canadians will go on to represent Canada's hope for a 2021 Stanley Cup. Oh, so they are looking at, just like we talked about yesterday, I asked you, are the Canadians Canada's team
and
now?
I said they're not.
They're the only hope to bring a cup back to Canadian soil. And the CN Tower seems to think they are.
Whoever's running the CN Tower is an idiot, by the way. I was like, how many hate like messages? And I don't obviously condone that, but I was just like, what makes you think that people would be happy about that?
People in the responses were not happy, as you can imagine. Hockey Twitter is a very reasonable place.
It's so not. You know, I mean, the one good thing about it, I was thinking, and I was like... No one else would do this for Toronto. If Toronto were to be the team
hell no.
Not a chance in hell.
No.
So I was like, at least it's showing you're the bigger man. You could look at it that way, right? Like Toronto's just like, hey, okay, you know what? Forget it. Here, Montreal, our biggest rivals. Here, we'll put your colors up here and it's fine.
That is taking the high road.
It really is.
Really taking the high road.
And I was wondering if it was, you know, because of COVID, if that was part of it too. Just they're like, look, let's just unite as a country. Let's just let Canada go and hopefully we can all party around it, you know?
Hmm.
Maybe it was even a marketing scheme. They're like, well, if we can get Toronto to cheer for Montreal, then when things open here and people get in the bars, we can make more money. I don't know.
Oh, like, interesting.
I'm just going deep here because I can't figure it out. It just seems like a bizarre move.
Or whoever runs the tower knew that this would be a huge deal.
Oh, maybe. Trying to promote tourism.
How do we get eyes on the tower?
Yeah, come take a look at our tower. It's the biggest one. Perhaps it's that.
Celebrating Canada's team, your Montreal Canadiens.
It is not. I cringe.
It doesn't even sound right, does it?
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
You love your car. Bet you'd love lower interest and lower payments, too. Refinance your auto loan with House of Cars and love the freedom of having more money in your pocket. Visit houseofcarscalgary.com.
The VNS in 20 minutes or less podcast.
Did you ever have those glass blocks in your house?
Glass blocks.
They're those ones that are kind of like frosted glass blocks, and you used to see them. They used to be a big thing for a while, and they were stacked, and there would be grout in between, and they're like those...
like glass bricks almost?
Yeah, glass bricks. That makes more sense, I suppose, to call them that. They were huge for a while, and I was thinking about that.
Yeah, windows and like showers and stuff.
Yeah, and you really don't see them anymore unless, of course, it's an older place, but I was like, I kind of like the idea of them because, of course, it brings in natural light, but it also obscures so that you don't need... curtains and stuff.
Right.
So I kind of like it, but that's long gone. I was thinking about the trends that flow in and out when it comes to decorating your house and how if you want to have your house look trendy, you have to constantly be redecorating.
You really do. And I think that's part of the reason why in some of the wealthier neighborhoods, there is always construction going on.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
You have to. Because things basically month to month almost are going in and out of style. I was thinking about things that are trendy right now that may go out. And one of the things I'm concerned about is stainless steel appliances.
Really? And I think they have some staying power.
You think they'll be timeless?
What's the alternative?
I know.
Like, it's not going to be white again.
Well, it could be.
Have you seen some of the newer, like, it is, the material is still a stainless steel, but it's a colored... sort of like flat. So like they had a bunch of them at Costco. I just
interesting.
Saw.
Yeah.
It'll be like, you know, like white or like a light blue with a brass handle or something. Yeah. And they look really cool. But I look at that and I'm like, oh, that's going to date hard.
Yeah.
Whereas I think stainless steel is.
I hope stainless steel sticks around because it is so distinct that if it goes out of style, like you've got to get rid of all of it. And I was thinking all of my appliances are stainless steel right now. And
yeah,
like,
same.
How expensive is it to replace all of that? You know, of everything, it's like, please let that stick around, please.
Yeah, you can change a light fixture easier than you can change all of your paint.
Oh, my God. I was looking up what's out of style now or what's out of trend when it comes to things. Big door handles in the kitchen are out.
Okay.
Which I was I was like, well, I have that. Traditional kitchen islands are now out, apparently, which I also have. Gray, lots of shades of gray. That was a big thing for a while. That's out too, which I also have. So I'm a little bit concerned. I'm like, okay, going to have to redo everything here. The new housing trends that are in, a lot of them pretty obvious. Lots of plants. Zen gardens, of course, to help with people's stress. Functional, multifunctional workplaces, of course. Earthy tones are in, again, helping with stress. Hidden doorknobs is the new big thing, though. So no hardware. So when you go into your kitchen, there's like little hidden stuff and, you know, it all kind of looks like it blends in rather than having the big...
You just see the panel of the cabinet and not like the, the handle. You know, the big one for me, I think, is the color of kitchens.
I know.
The color of cabinets and stuff because, I mean, when I was growing up, it was like the white kitchens were so nice.
Yep.
And then everybody shifted to dark kitchens, dark wood kitchens. And if you had one of those, I was like, oh, this is very modern. And now, like when McKenna and I are looking at houses, she's not interested at all in dark cabinets.
Interesting.
Like, we have dark cabinets at our house, the house we're in right now, and she hates them. She's like, I wish I'd paint these white. Everything is white again.
Yep.
She wants like a totally white kitchen. And I think that's going to go out of style again eventually too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. And they always go in waves. You almost, if you wait long enough, I'm sure what you have will eventually come back into style. But
if you wait long
enough,
you'll
be very dated in the meantime.
And it's kind of sad because like as someone who works with wood, I you see like a nice maple kitchen with all the, all the grain is visible. And like, especially if they're like actual hard, like solid maple cabinets and stuff. It's like, this is really impressive, but it's not in anymore.
It's not.
So,
my parents used to have that. They had these great, nice wooden cabinets with the grain you could see and they painted it. Or like that.
Or all
like,
the oak, all the oak in the 80s and stuff.
Yeah, like, that was huge
too. You don't see oak very often anymore.
I wonder if that'll come back in. Probably not. Until lumber prices go down, though.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
So if you've been watching any of the NHL playoffs recently, you'll know that the NHL is celebrating Pride Month.
Yeah.
The slogan they use is hockey is for everyone. You know, and they've done the rainbow stick tape thing in the past and that sort of thing. And yet there has never been an openly queer NHL player, hey?
Which is super bizarre when you think about it.
Yeah. Something like 8,000 people have played in the NHL. And not one of them has ever come out, not even after their career was over.
I was reading something just recently. I thought somebody did afterward, but I don't remember.
There's a goalie named Brock McGillis who played in Europe who came out as gay. And he's one of the only openly gay hockey players to play at the pro level, like almost ever.
I hope that changes.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would think that there are currently gay, bi, or trans players in the NHL.
There must be.
For sure. Just based on statistics, right? Like, the most recent data I could find says about 3% of the Canadian population identifies as LGBT. And it's almost certainly higher than that because, I mean, even though Canada is a fairly accepting place, there are still communities in Canada where it would be very difficult.
Absolutely.
To come out. And hockey is probably one of them, right? So.
And when you think about that, that's really too bad.
Yeah.
I really hope that changes soon because it shouldn't be. Why would that be a thing where you would feel the need to not come out?
I wonder. Like, I wonder if there are guys playing in the league right now who are, you know, they think they're going to rock the boat. They think they might damage their career if they come out. But
which I know is a fear that, I hope is eliminated soon because
I honestly think at this point it would go the other way. I think
people would support more.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like there's been so much progress made even in the time that I've been an adult, that I think that person would be not only supported, but celebrated and, you know, applauded for being the very first.
Yeah. I mean, there is still, I think, some growth that needs to be had in the culture of hockey. I think that it's one of those places that is still, you know, feared as being maybe not as welcoming.
You're probably right. But at the professional level, like, these guys are like millionaires we're talking about, right? This isn't some...
You're right. And again, like that's why I don't know. I'm not in the culture. I'm not in the dressing room. So
me
neither. I'm not certain. But yeah, you'd assume, you'd think these guys who are professionals. Why would that be an issue at all?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but it's very weird that seems to be like one of the last holdouts.
I'd be very excited for the first player to come out. I hope that it happens soon.
It'll be a big deal when it happens.
And I wonder how many will follow suit after if. You know, maybe that will start and be like, it's totally fine. Nobody cares.
Like if there are a bunch of people who are just waiting for like to not be the first.
Yeah,
maybe it could totally be that. I'm not at all familiar with what the coming out process is like as a straight man, but and on such a large stage too, and with such a spotlight on you if you do.
Yeah.
But
you know, I want someone to, I hope somebody does soon, because then it just sets the stage, right? It goes, hey, like,
yeah, maybe
this isn't a big deal.
20 years from now, it's something that you don't even think
won't
about.
Won't even be
right?
A discussion.
Yeah.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I just found this picture that I took from Stewart Valley, Saskatchewan. Beckler, God's country.
That's God's country.
It's a village just north of Swift Current, Saskatchewan, for anybody who doesn't know where that is. But anyway, it's this old painted sign, and it says Stewart Valley, home of the NHL's Travis Moen.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I looked at that, and I was like, who? But he played in the NHL, and he's from a village of like 20 people. Actually, I looked it up. The latest population count they have for Stewart Valley from 2016 is 93. So there you
wow,
go. Not
tiny
a very
place.
Big place. Tiny place.
He was drafted by the Flames.
Well, I didn't know that. I guess I should have known that.
I never played for them.
Okay.
So you
well,
can be
he
forgiven.
Was, okay, good, good. But I was just thinking, I was like, is there anything more Canadian than a sign for a town or a village in Canada that says home to blank NHL player? I don't think so. Like, that has got to be pinnacle Canadian right
yeah.
there. And I get it, right? If, again, you live in a place of 93, it's a big deal if somebody from your town or your village or hamlet or whatever you might have makes it to the NHL.
Definitely.
Right?
Pretty cool, too, to like be that person, you know?
Yeah.
I'm on the welcome sign as you come in.
Yeah, so. I guess that's pretty cool. I wonder if they have Travis Moen merch still in the, like, gas station slash convenience store slash one place that might actually exist in that area.
I'm trying to remember if my wife's hometown has one of those.
Yeah, they've got him.
Oh.
How many people are on Looseland again?
600 people.
Okay, yeah.
So it's interesting because her brother got like a sniff at the NHL, so it might have been him that was on the sign.
Oh, wow. That's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, had he made it, could have been. That would have been cool, hey?
And it's still, as dumb as it sounds, that's a big thing to brag about. If you are on the welcome sign, that is a huge deal for
yeah.
sure. It's funny because I tweeted about this as well, and everybody just unsolicited was responding with the NHL player from their hometown, which I thought was pretty funny. I was like, of course, this is classic.
Who's
Canadian
on the sign?
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brampton, I mean, it's a bigger place, though, so it doesn't really count, but Brampton's got Rick Nash.
Rick Nash.
Sean Monahan is from Brampton as
okay.
well. So there you go. There's a couple.
Yeah, it's not the same when you're from a town of 500,000 people, you
it
know,
is.
As it is when you're from a town of 90 people and
yes.
someone makes the NHL. That's a big
odds.
Deal.
Yeah.
For Saskatoon, it'd probably be Gordie Howe.
Of
He's
course.
From just outside there, but many people from Saskatoon kind of claim him as our own.
Which
so.
Is also hilarious and also super Canadian.
Well,
he's close enough to here.
Well, I'm looking at, you mentioned Travis Moen and it lists him as, well, he was born in Swift Current,
yeah.
but... Yeah, I guess there probably is no hospital in Stewart Valley, right?
That's
with the 90 people.
That's it. And yeah, it does say Swift Current, but then later, if you dig deeper, goes, actually, it's Stewart Valley.
There it is right there. He grew up in Stewart Valley. So.
See? Yeah. Yeah. So both of those places, I'm sure, claim Travis as their own. He's our NHL player.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
As you know, Sean, I'm not a fan of the wind.
No.
I do not like wind. I think
you hate it.
I think it ruins nice days. And I think the spring has been proof of it so far. I feel like Calgary is a fairly windy city.
Mm. Yeah. I think I always thought that like Saskatchewan was more windy because there's just less protection from it.
Yeah, you would think so. Like the wind would really whip up across those prairies.
And it does. It's crazy.
Well, I was curious. I wanted to know like where is the windiest and least windy places in Canada? Like if you're like me and you don't like wind, where would you want to live and where would you not want to live?
Mm-hmm.
The windiest city in Canada is St. John's, Newfoundland. Which kind of makes sense.
Off the ocean?
Yeah, I figured yeah. the wind would come off the water pretty hot.
Yeah.
Lethbridge is second.
Makes sense.
Calgary is the windiest major city in Canada.
What do you consider major cities?
Like I don't know.
Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal.
Yeah, like I don't know yeah. if they would consider Saskatoon or Regina to be major cities. Probably not by that definition. But
okay. yeah,
southern sense. Alberta is as windy as anywhere, basically.
Yeah.
Where do you think the least windy place in Canada is? This took some digging. It wasn't an easy answer to find, but.
It's a damn good question. I don't know. Like, you'd think just a valley or something somewhere.
Yeah.
Or even in, you know, the middle of Ontario or something where there isn't a huge access to lakes because there's so many trees around. You'd think that would break it up, but where is it?
Kelowna.
Kelowna. That makes sense.
Kelowna or Golden. Golden, BC was
okay.
on the list too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kelowna is the stillest place.
Similar idea
place
to middle of Ontario, yeah.
The calmest place in Canada.
Huh.
Interestingly, if you look at the whole world, Antarctica has both the windiest and least windy places on Earth.
Weird.
The windiest place is a spot called Commonwealth Bay, and they regularly get wind over 240 kilometers per hour.
That sounds like a great place to live. Could you ever hear anyone?
An F3 tornado all the time.
In your ears. You can't hear anyone. Does everybody speak sign language there?
You would have to.
Oh, that's awful.
Just a miserable place to live.
Yeah.
They said the average wind speed is 80 kilometers per hour. So if the wind's at 80, you're like, oh, it's nice day. Like,
what?
This is great.
Wow.
And then the least windy place on Earth is an Antarctic plateau called Ridge A. And it was identified by scientists as the perfect spot to build an observatory because they said there's no wind. There's almost no weather in this spot.
Weird.
And they described it as kind of like the eye of the storm of Antarctica. So if you were to look at the continent as a whole, weather kind of like emanates out from this one spot. And then like the wind picks up as it crosses the continent. But in this one place, there's basically none. They said it's three times as clear as the sky is as anywhere else on Earth.
Wow.
The problem is that it's at 13,000 feet and the average winter temperature there is minus 70.
Nope.
So
cool. Well,
no wind, but also a miserable hellhole of a place to live.
Okay.
So,
I guess you win some, you lose some.
Kelowna it is.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I just wanted to provide closure for those of you who are following along with my journey of my friend who's a diehard Leafs fan. So he's the one who left a friend's birthday party to go home to watch the game alone because he was too stressed out to watch it with us. So he disappeared, told us that he needed to go get drugs, never returned.
He made up an excuse, didn't
he? Made up an excuse. Said, I need to go get some drugs for my headache. And then went straight home and then never came back and then texted us at the end of the game when the Leafs had lost and said, I can't come back. I'm too sad. So anyway.
And then you didn't hear from him for a while.
Then we didn't hear from him for a while. We did, though. He's fine. He reached out a couple days after, so he was complete in his mourning process, which was good. That being said, he did message me yesterday. And he said, by the way, your red pillow is under your couch. I was like, what? And he was like, when I was watching the game at your place, I had to hide everything that was red that I could see because it was stressing me out because it was the color of the Montreal Canadiens. So your red pillow is under your couch. And I was just like, this is next level.
This dude is superstitious.
It's crazy. He also hid one of my towels that was red. He put it in a drawer because he couldn't see that. I was just like, this is...
Good thing you don't have red hair.
Oh my God.
You need to leave.
So that is the next level. I have never met a sports fan that diehard. It's amazing.
Wow.
So sure enough, I went home and I looked and under my couch, wedge stuffed in there. He'd stuffed my red pillow that I had. I was like, okay, there it is.
Like that kind of superstition. I always wonder like, what does he think?
I don't know. It's crazy.
You know, and I kind of fall into it myself too sometimes. Like I was watching the Bruins Islanders game the other night and I was standing throughout most of the game. And then I sat down just for a second to have a rest and the Bruins scored. And I was like, well, do I stay sitting? I was like, this is stupid. This has no bearing on the game. You know, it's not like the Mitch Marner is going to be at the press conference after and be like, what do you think went wrong, Mitch? And he's like, well, I think there was a guy in
Calgary.
There
was a red pillow.
Who could see a red pillow. It was in his line of sight. And that really threw the whole team off and we weren't able to battle back after that.
It sounds ridiculous, but so many people are superstitious like that. Not to that extent, but in little ways, right? Everybody has their own little superstitions and everybody, I think, even laughs at themselves for having them, but they do it. It's just one of those things. It's like, well, haha, this is dumb. But I'm going to keep doing it because I've done it so far.
Can't hurt, right?
Can't hurt.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
A Calgary Heritage Moment.
Just south of Calgary in the town of Okotoks lies a strange sight. A massive 18-ton boulder that sits 30 feet high in a field, seemingly in the middle of nowhere.
If you grew up in Alberta, you've most certainly seen this Big Rock for yourself. It is, in fact, the very thing that Big Rock Brewery is named after. Well, this rock has been around for thousands of years, and the legend that accompanies it has as well.
First off, Okotoks means Big Rock. In Siksika, the language of the Blackfoot tribe, or the language of the Niitsitapi people as they refer to themselves, Okotoks directly translates to Big Rock. So if you live in Okotoks, you actually live in Big Rock, Alberta.
And this is just one of many big rocks that can be found in the area. There's another big boulder named Split Rock in Confluence Park, and another Okotok, or Big Rock, can be found near the access to the Inglewood Golf Course. One more can be found on the slopes near Canada Olympic Park. Buffalo Rubbing Stone is the informal name for the big rock found in Panorama Hills, and this name actually describes how these rocks are utilized in nature.
These big rocks are, in fact, used as rubbing stones for the buffalo, or at least they were when buffalo roamed more freely. Many of these rocks are actually polished from the amount of buffalo ass that have been rubbed on them, as of course these rocks are perfectly sized to scratch a buffalo itch.
Many of the grassy areas around these rocks are packed down as well, again from the buffalo who would roam around them. Interestingly enough, the idea of how these big boulders got to be in these seemingly random places has been a subject of much discussion, but the answer is fairly simple.
These big rocks were remnants of a glacier that began to melt around 14,000 years ago. The climate warmed up enough that the edges of two sheets of ice began to melt faster than they were growing.
Eventually, they split apart and the boulders they carried were simply dropped in place, thus this path of boulders that is spread across the province. This long chain of boulders actually has an official name. It is now called the Foothills Erratics Train. So the Big Rock in Okotoks and those found elsewhere throughout the province are all remnants of the Ice Age.
This has been a Calgary Heritage Moment.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
For House of Cars, until January 15th, enter to have House of Cars wipe out your debt for free. No strings attached. Visit houseofcarscalgary.com.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.